Welcome to the second installment on recent changes to FERPA. I am Marcia Miller, NACADA's Assistant Director of Resources and Services. Joining me today is Steve Robinson, Registrar at the University of Maryland, Baltimore County, and a longtime NACADA member. In our last podcast, Steve addressed several changes to the Federal Educational Rights and Privacy Act, known as FERPA. Today, Steve will continue the discussion by addressing how these changes will affect advisors' interactions with and about students who are dealing with mental health issues. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you, Marcia.
Let's get started. How will the changes that deal with student mental health issues affect advisors' interactions with and about students?
Well, I think we have to first look back at what they said previously. The Act had always allowed for the release of non-directory information in cases of health and or safety emergencies without prior permission or notification of the students involved. The standard employed was that the information could only be released to appropriate people or agencies if the information was essential to protecting the health and safety of the student or others. Previous regulations specifically said that the provision must be strictly construed, and that's the exact language they used. It was this phrase, strictly construed, that had something of a chilling effect on the dissemination of information in the face of emergency. The new regulations take a very different approach to campus emergencies. This strictly construed provision is replaced by something more flexible and meant to encourage a broader dissemination of information. Specifically, the new regulations require that there be an articulable and significant threat to health or safety before information is released. And that is the exact phrase they use, articulable and significant threat. I never heard the word articulable before, so I definitely learned something new as well in this information. The new provision also requires that if information is released, that the threat and to whom the information was released must be documented. Also, the new regulations clarify that the information about a student can be released to parents as appropriate parties under this emergency exception. And that always wasn't clear before, but the new regulations have very specifically said that parents can be brought into this in case of emergency. Now, the ramifications for advisors in this area are somewhat nebulous. I think on one hand, you can see a more liberal approach to reacting to campus emergencies. But on the other, it in one sense negates one of the more basic tools advisors work, which is reading a student's mood and demeanor, et cetera. The articulable piece of this new standard suggests that impressions or hunches alone are not sufficient to trigger the exception. Now, that's a good thing, obviously, as records shouldn't be released carelessly, and no advisor obviously would. It still requires some interpretation of events to formulate whether or not this actually qualifies as an articulable threat. My suggestion would be for institutions to develop a framework that guides this type of response or release of information, and I would think probably many are already doing that. This framework would be a living thing in that it couldn't cover every contingency, but it would serve as a mechanism to provide additional campus-specific guidance to an advisor in the face of an emergency such as this.
Thank you, Steve. We appreciate your willingness to share your expertise on this important topic. We invite all NACADA members to join us for our next podcast in this series.